Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Chicago, bring this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert extraordinaire, our Brain Trust social media expert, my personal company, my company's social media expert, Kathy Perry. Thanks again for hanging out with us. What else? What's the next thing we need to know about the big platforms? You know, Kathy, I'm going to keep saying this. Folks, I warned you 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I have to keep adding the years to them, Kathy. I warned you these platforms are one of the tools. They're great opportunities for small businesses, but they're always going to be mucking around with their way they do business that may, in any given day, may or may not be good for you. Right, Kathy?
Absolutely. Who's changes.
Who's in the hot seat now? Which next?
Well, actually, there's some improvements in Twitter. They are trying to improve their ads editor to make it a lot better for businesses that are trying to market and use the Twitter platform with their advertising. And so we're seeing a lot more like Facebook type advertising. They're letting you have a lot more targeting criteria. So they are letting you target interests and locations and different platforms, behaviors, things like that. But they are also enhancing ad groups. So they're allowing ad groups and just to have better targeting and better performance assessment. So, you know, improving the functionality, it's something that they were a little slow to adopt. And so
what were people complaining about?
Well, you know, if you can't target the audience right, it's very difficult to put your ad dollars
in. that's what Facebook and LinkedIn are good at, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And Google.
And so, you know, Twitter
Google's
is
probably the best, isn't it?
Well, no, actually, not exactly, but Google is very, you know, they obviously.
But that's got to be their, it's got to be their bread and butter offering, right? To be able to help target.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
And so if Twitter has to get on the ball, then don't they?
But, yeah, and Twitter is. They're trying to catch up. No, but a totally different type of targeting with Google versus the other platforms, because Google was basing it on who is searching for what. So it's a search-driven advertising versus I want to market to somebody based on a profile. So where the social platforms are targeting based on, okay, they like this. This is their interest. They watch these TV shows. They have these type of behaviors. They're in this, you know, demographic. So when you start targeting that way, that's quite different than a search-driven advertising mode. And so, you know, it's just that they had to start doing this because advertising is an important part of
Do you recommend Twitter advertising to your clients?
Well, you know, I hadn't in the past because it was so broad. And now that it's, you know, improving their functionality,
is it there?
It'll be a lot better.
Is it there or is it just getting better?
It is getting better. Now, there are certain categories they won't even allow any ads for in the healthcare field. So if you're in one of my clients wanted to use Twitter, and because they're in the healthcare field, that's, they don't even allow those type of ads.
Wonder why.
I was like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. You think they could sell a lot of vitamin ads that way, wouldn't you?
You'd thing. But they don't want anything like that, you know. And so it was like, okay, nothing on health care. They've got a number of categories that they exclude from their advertising model.
You know, with the way their business model is going, they don't need to be excluding, turning any money away, do they?
No, you know, because obviously they're losing some market share. So
Is Twitter going to make it?
Well, I think that there's always going to be a place for them for, you know.
But the bloom is off their rose a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And who uses? You know, who are the biggest Twitter users? What's the typical? What is it about a person who makes them want to use Twitter quite a bit?
Obviously, Twitter started with the mobile. Once mobile came out, they were the leader in a mobile platform.
Yeah.
So they had a younger population. But then once the smartphones, everybody had a smartphone, then all the other platforms have adjusted to that mobile customer. Mm-hmm. So they're no longer, you know, the only game in town in a mobile platform. I can remember years ago just saying to my clients, well, you know, if your audience isn't a heavy mobile user, it isn't this younger population, then Twitter really isn't where you're going to find your audience. But today that's not true.
Is there always going to be a place for Twitter like there's always going to be a place for email? Or is it going to become like that, like a utility kind of thing? Or?
Well, you know, if I had that crystal ball.
what would you say, though, right now?
I think that it is going to be a player for a very long time. I do believe that there are so many new programs out there trying to knock them off their game that who would know?
Yeah, interesting. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yeah.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P.com. I'm Jim with a J. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.